In today's episode, Dr. Rob and George Stavro talk about gut health, probiotics, and veganism's biggest mistake.
It's like, basically, gut health is kind of like the second immune system.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you can get into that and just basic things that people do as far as foundation, vitamins, mineral supplements, even just natural foods as far as promoting optimal gut health.
Yeah. Yeah, God, man, that's another topic. Such an amazing topic, gut health. What have you been focusing on? Has gut health been kind of one of those areas that you've really...
It's been one of the bigger things for me. I noticed that if my gut's not healthy or happy, it does a number on me. So I'm prone to bad headaches, can't focus as well as I'd like, poor sleep or too much sleep. But I find that if I am just watching what I'm taking in, so I'm getting more into the sauerkraut and just fermented foods in general.
Yeah, fermented
feel so
foods.
Much better.
Yeah, like I'm not a fan of probiotics at all as a supplement. For the most part, there's very, very, very few brands I would even touch.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm a snob, but because just I know what goes in. You know, it's they're not good. They're just gimmicks. But fermented
that's
foods.
That's another topic down the road too.
Yeah, absolutely. But you hit it on the nail with fermented foods in moderation, little bits. Like when you go out for Korean food and you get those little dishes of, you have kimchi and the radish and da-da-da. I think cultures around the world have had it right for a long time.
Exactly.
Just cultures around the world. Historically, there have been other things that have gone on, like poverty and other forms of famine and disease and other factors. The vegetarian, like in India, they are so advanced in so many ways with respect to herbs and food.
Yeah.
But on the other side, when you look at a lot of the vegan, vegetarian style diets, one of the reasons why they're so absolutely unhealthy is because they deep fry everything. So they're heating their oils.
Yeah.
So that kind of nulls and voids everything else, really. I mean, you could put turmeric in there till you're blue in the face. Yeah, it might prevent some oxidation, but you can't get away from eating fried foods for long without it having some sort of effect. I mean, I can only eat chicken wings for so much, and then, I get these wrinkles here, and I got to start, laying off the – the butter, what I mean?
Well, and you recognize that, which is good. So like sometimes it's a threshold.
Yeah.
I look at myself and I'll just use, say, my weight on the scale as an example. I tend to hover around about 205, 210. If I'm much higher than 210, I just feel heavy.
Yeah.
So it's like, what I find frustrating with some people out there is that, they take a lot of things for granted and they don't realize that they should be tracking things on a regular basis. So at what point did it go from being a healthy thing where it's too much of something.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, listen, buddy, I have so much fun doing this. We should do this on a regular basis. We should have like a series or something and just even take questions. If there's anybody or somebody who knows somebody who has specific questions or who just wants something answered, maybe they don't want to go into a doctor's office and they just want a question answered. It won't be medical advice, but it maybe steer them in the right direction or make them think about something that they can look into.
Definitely. Well, we can put that in there. You'll have a Q&A approach set up and some people just feel more comfortable. I think we don't necessarily have to say it's John Smith from wherever calling in. We can say, here's a question about this particular topic. It'll be recorded for our viewers and our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, and it just goes back to what we were saying earlier. We're not giving medical advice because we don't know the individuals that are asked the question. It's just one question in the context of everything.
Yeah.
But it's just enough to steer them in the right direction. So whether they seek you out as far as more of an in-depth consultation, or maybe that's not feasible depending on where they're located, say, here's some cool people I know in your neck of the woods. Make that intro and go from there.
Yeah,
the,
absolutely.
The whole idea is just to help people share the correct information as we see it, and just help people out with their things.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this was fun, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's fantastic. Well, to kind of final things off over here, or finish things off, throw my words a little bit. So I'd like to thank you once again for taking time out of your
Man, my pleasure.
Schedule.
It's so good to hang out.
That wraps up another episode of the Stavro Method, Holistic Approach to Optimal Health and Wellness. And I'm going to have a link to Dr. Rob's website. Walt's going to be mentioning his upcoming book in the next little bit. We're going to have a Q&A thing set up as well. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Rob's okay if I include, say, your email address as well?
Please do. Yeah, Robert at Lifelong Well. They could DM me on Instagram. I'm very accessible, very approachable.
Yeah.
Anything I can help with, please. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah, so that information is going to be posted in the podcast on our respective websites. And if any of our listeners need anything, they know how to find us.
Absolutely. Please do.
Reach out. Fantastic.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of the morning.